Zok der Heilige Mishnah Weiter mit Sech des Ksubis Perik Tes Mishnah Hei. Kasev lo neder ushvua ein li alayach. This husband wrote to his wife as follows. I will never do that to you, what we discussed in the previous Mishnah. I will never say you have to make a neder or a shvua. I will never use that against you. What's the difference between a neder and a shvua? We'll see more in Masechtas Nedarim B'yaz Hashem, but a neder is on a cheftza, on a thing. I ask for this table upon myself. A shvua is on a person. I will not use this table. We'll see what the differences are, but right now for our Mishnah, it's not so negeya. The point is, he's not going to force her into a situation of a shvua. Now, you promise one thing, then years later, things change. He says, no, you're working for me. I want you to swear you never took anything. He can't. He can't make her swear. You said you're not going to make her swear. But, Aval Bat, Mashbiyahu is your Sheha. As the Batanura explains, if he divorces her and she passes away without collecting her ksuba, and her Yarshim come along and they say, oh, we want our mother's ksuba. He can make them swear. What are they going to swear? That your mother never told you that the ksuba was paid. That there's no shtar amongst your papers that says, a receipt that says, the ksuba was paid. Not only her yarshim, but ve'esaboim birshusi can also make those who take her place swear. What does it mean, those who take her place? It's possible for a woman to sell her ksuba to someone else. Someone can buy the right to collect the ksuba. So suppose she did that. She sold the rights of collecting her ksuba. She got divorced, so she's entitled to her ksuba. And now she passed away. The one who bought the rights to her ksuba says, okay, I have a right for her ksuba. Because she got divorced. At the time she got divorced, she was entitled to her ksuba, and I bought that right. He can make that person swear. But suppose he wrote to her the following lashon, neder shvua ein li alayach, I have no claim. I'm never going to make you swear, no neder, no shvua. But here he goes even further. Here he promises, not on you, val yarshayach, not on your yarshim, val aborim bershusech, not on anyone that takes your place, like if you sell the rights of the ksuba. It's total trust in this marriage, not only to you, but to your yarshim and to anyone that you sell your ksuba to. It's like the Mishnah, then he has to hold what he wrote. He has to keep to his word. Eini yachal hashbiya, he can't make her swear. Lohi, not her, v'lo yarshim, not her yarshim, v'lo yasa barim bershusech, not anyone that took her place, that bought her ksuba, as we explained. Aval bat, yarshav, his yarshim. In other words, let's say he passes away. She's now an almana. And either she or her yarshim, they want the assignment to pay out the ksuba. His, she's going to have to swear. Because in his promise, it was, I won't make you do it. But he didn't say that his yarshim won't make her do it. Memele zok to mishna aval yarshav, his yarshim mash b'yanoisa. They can force her to swear. V'es yarsheha. Again, if he passes away and she comes to collect her ksuba, or her yarshim come to collect her ksuba, that's the barim b'shusa, or the one who bought her ksuba comes to collect her ksuba, so his yarshim can make them swear. But if he says neder shvua ein li, v'loy li yarshay, v'loy li barim b'shusi, if he writes basically everything, he says no possibility of a shvua. He writes, I, my yarshim, and those who take my place. And what does that mean, those that take his place? Those that take her place means people that bought the ksuba. Who's those that take his place? The Batanura explains, this could be a person that purchased karka from the husband. And what's going to happen is, when the wife comes to collect her ksuba, and there's nothing to collect it from, she can say, but he had no right to sell the property. And his wife can go to the buyer, to the lekuchas, and say, I want the property back. Now, normally she would have to swear first. Because the lekucha says, how do I know you weren't really paid your ksuba? But in this case, the husband patted her from a shvua. So when you buy karka, you have to check out a lot of things. One of the things you have to check out is, does the husband owe anyone money? Does he owe ksuba? And apparently he also has to check out, what did the husband say to the wife? Will I be able to demand a shvua from her? Al klaponim. So again, if he said, neder a shvua ein li, v'loy li yarshi, v'loy li barim birshusi. Not me, not my yarshim, not anyone that may represent me automatically because they bought my property. They have no taina whatsoever to force the other side to swear. Who's the other side? Alayich, against you, val yershayich, against your yarishim, val aborim, birshusech, and those who take your place. So now there's not going to be any shua. It doesn't make a difference. What happens? He eliminated the whole possibility of a shua. Eini yachal ashbia, he can't make her swear. Loi hu, not him, v'lo yarishim, not his yarishim, v'lo yabarim birshusai, not those that take his place. Loi oisa, not her, v'lo yarishim, not her yarishim, v'lo yabarim birshusai, and not those who bought her rights. There's going to be no shua under these circumstances. So in our Mishnah, we learned as follows. Case one, he wrote for her, neder shua ainli alayich. Can't force her to swear. In all those cases where it says the husband can force the wife to swear she didn't take any money, he can't. But if he divorces her and then she dies, and her yarshim want to collect her ksuba because she never collected it during her lifetime, he can make them swear. Or if someone bought her ksuba, the rights to collect her ksuba, he can make that person swear. Then we had case number two. It goes a step further. He said, neder eshvua ein li alayich ve'al yarshayich ve'al harbarim b'rshusach. I wouldn't make anyone swear that comes to collect your ksuba. So this goes deeper. Not only can he not make her swear, but he divorces her and she dies and her yarshim or some of the border ksuba comes to collect it, he can't make them swear either. But if he dies and she or her yarshim come to collect the ksuba, his yarshim can say, swear you didn't get it yet. And his yarshim can say that to her, they can say that to her yarshim, they can say it to those who purchased the ksuba. Then we go step number three. He said, neder eshvua ein li v'loy li yarshi v'loy l'rborim b'rshusi. I won't make you swear. My yarshim won't make you swear. If I sold my property to someone else and you want to collect that property because you didn't get your ksuba, he won't make you swear. He won't be able to make you swear. And not you, and not your yarshim, and not those who buy your ksuba, then there's no shvua here whatsoever. Under any set of circumstances, she's free and clear to collect her ksuba without any questions asked.